Vance slams lawless thugs in Cincinnati Jazz Festival attack, calls for prosecution to fullest extent. By Nick Gilbertson on July 28, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance is condemning lawless thugs for the attack at a Cincinnati Jazz Festival where a man and a woman were brutally assaulted. Vance was asked about the incident that occurred between Elm and 4th Streets in Cincinnati on Friday night, following his remarks in Canton, Ohio, where he touted the One Big Beautiful Bill, a legacy legislation of President Donald Trump. "So what I saw, and I haven't seen the full context, but what I saw is a mob of lawless thugs beating up on an innocent person. And it's disgusting, and I hope every single one of those people who engage in violence is prosecuted to the full extent of law. And they will be, so long as law enforcement in the state of Ohio takes their job seriously." He noted that Senator Bernie Moreno, R.O., sent him a video of the incident and called the portion of the clip where the woman, whose first name is Holly, was sucker punched particularly gruesome. "I don't know how the fight started, but the one part that I saw that was really gruesome is you had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman," Vance said. "And where I come from, at least, when you have a grown man who sucker punches a middle-aged woman, that person ought to go to jail for a very long time," he added. Moreover, Vance said the assailants were lucky better people were not around because they would have handled it themselves. The vice president said that to combat lawlessness in America's streets, it is imperative to hold perpetrators accountable. "We have got to make great American cities safe again for families and children. If you want to take your wife or your children out for a meal, you shouldn't be worried about street violence. And the only way to destroy that street violence is to take the thugs who engage in that violence and throw their asses in prison." Leading Ohio Republican gubernatorial candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, who rose to national stardom in the 2024 Republican primary, revealed in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News that he has spoken with Holly, who was attending a friend's birthday party on Friday. "I spoke to Holly earlier today, the woman tragically assaulted in Cincinnati this weekend," Ramaswamy said in a statement. "She's a single working mom who went to a friend's birthday party. It's unconscionable that there were no police present in that area of Cincinnati on a Saturday night, or even an ambulance to take her to the hospital. Hardworking Americans shouldn't have to worry for their safety when they have a good time in our cities," he said. Holly says not a single public official has yet reached out, other than one local police detective. He vowed to restore order in the Buckeye State. "Leftists like to lecture about systemic injustice while thugs turn our cities into war zones. I'm done with their excuses," he told Breitbart News. "As governor, I'll make sure they're behind bars, not running wild. Our cops will have the green light to restore order, no apologies, no retreat." 5 individuals have been charged in connection to the incident, Fox News reported. Cincinnati Police Chief Teresa Veach said the incident stemmed from a verbal altercation, Local 12 reported. Veach said just one of the roughly 100 participants or bystanders called 911 to report violence, per Fox News.